What's up, everybody, and welcome to DeStefano's Magic, where every episode is a journey inside the enchanting world of Disney. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Nicole.
And today we're going to give you a little tips and tricks episode of mistakes we've made in Disney World. Mm-hmm. And again, opinion.
Opinion. We don't want you guys to make these mistakes. I mean, it works for our family. It might not work for yours. So exactly. If you have older kids, this totally might not apply to you.
Yes.
Honestly.
For the littles.
So, because that's what we have the littles.
Yes. I mean, so. There's a lot of stuff on the list that we'll get into.
Some, yeah, and involve. Yeah.
We'll explain it, right? We'll explain some of the stuff. We'll tell you why we feel this way. It's not just going to be like, don't do this, and then we're not going to explain. We're going to explain. So if our explanation doesn't apply to your situation, then you're in the clear.
Right.
But a little housekeeping. Before we get into the episode, we have a Patreon, and you should join. Here's the link right there. Join our Patreon for exclusive content, which will be coming out probably weekly. We're having a meeting next week, and we're going to sit down and start talking about how to improve our Patreon. Mm-hmm. You can become a member on YouTube. Just click join and join, and it's, I think, $2.99 a month or $4.99 a month. Mm-hmm. It goes a long way. Mm-hmm. The easiest way to support us, like this video, subscribe to our channel, and share. If you want to see our Instagram, which really doesn't have much going on, it's DeStefano's Magic. And TikTok, I'm not even plugging anymore.
Right. Anthony has an interview in the next couple weeks.
Yes, we have Sam for God coming on Creator's Corner. Mm-hmm. That episode will drop March 23rd or 24th. We're recording on the 22nd.
Yeah.
And then we won't have content for a little bit.
Right. We go away. It's the whole week of spring break. So,
but then as soon as we get back, Breedlove's on.
Right.
So,
and then we'll have all of our content. Oh, I mean, some of our content from our trip. We'll have
Restaurant reviews and resort tours. Mm-hmm. And me and Ella are kind of on the fence about maybe doing a Universal vlog. Because part of me does want to do it because I want to sit back and enjoy. But part of me wants Nicole to see.
I think for maybe just me, because they don't know this park.
I don't know, but I think that would be fun.
And I
Maybe aggravating.
It might be aggravating.
I don't know.
It's spring break.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I think enjoy it with her and just take it in and be present.
So we're in the midst of booking our May guest for Creator's Corner, but we have our June guest for Creator's Corner, and I'll be announcing that in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Just say you want to be all ears for that one as well. Mm-hmm. But May, we're still booking. We're talking to a couple of park hoppers. Danny and Bill, who are close friends of ours, that we want to get them on. Their journey is awesome. They moved to Florida. They're content creators. We want to get them on. We're just
Danny
trying.
Danny is like May.
Yeah. Like that's going to be her like Florida bestie like when we move there.
Yeah. She's May. My spirit animal.
So we're going to.
And she is there.
Yeah. She is there. We're going to try to get them on. We're trying to work out a date in May for them. So April, Breedlove, May, tentative, a couple of park hoppers. If not, we'll slide someone in. And in June, we have another big guest as well. So things are rolling here on DeStefano's Magic.
Yeah.
We have our own merch, as you can
look
tell.
At the hat.
The hat. I did a little demo run on the hats, and I'm also trying to do a princess line where I do baseball hats if they were based off princesses.
Yeah.
So I have the Cinderella slipper was
Snow
the first
White,
one.
We're thinking,
the
like
Snow White's like an apple,
princess.
Frozen Snowflake, Belle, the Rose.
Right.
The problem is the site that I use doesn't have the color hats that I want. Like for Belle, I wanted a yellow hat with a red rose. Mm. So now I'm going to have to try to figure it out. And I will. I'll figure it out. Even if it's like a yellow brim with a black hat with a red rose, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But, you know, go on our Instagram. We're gauging interest on it. It's something that I might put out. It's something I might keep for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But we'll see. But enough of talking about what I'm going to do. Let's talk about what we won't do. And we will right after this break.
Okay, so let's get right into this. Number one thing I will never do again. We are avid rope drop people.
Yes.
You guys know.
Yes.
If you've been watching us. But I will not do rope drop to fireworks.
No.
I won't.
No,
not just because I have little ones. It's not even that. I'm old.
It's an exhausting day. It's a long day. It's a lot of people.
Right. But I am
a lot of people.
I will rope drop.
I will
go back, take the midday nap, break, whatever, take a meal in the middle. Like I need to relax and then go back in and stay for the fireworks.
Sometimes it's nice to get away from the crazy, right? Like you are in a place with 80,000 people all day long.
Right. And Florida, 90%.
People get exhausting.
Right.
The heat gets exhausting.
Right. It's hot in Florida, 90%.
Right. Waiting in lines gets exhausting.
Right.
Taking that break when you have littles is so important. not only for us adults, because it gives us a mental break too. Even if you just go back and go to the pool.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of relaxation in. It gives you that mental break, but it also gives them, it
gives you a little recharge. You just need the break. Trying to do it, we tried.
Yeah.
In Epcot. And we weren't even going hard. Well, we rope dropped it.
We rope dropped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we wanted to stay for the nighttime show and we were just too beat.
You're just too exhausted. It's just an exhausting day.
We had no kids with us though. This was just us two.
Yeah. It's overwhelming for kids though too. You got to think that's a long day for a kid.
It is. That's what I mean. And then kids have meltdowns. You have to listen to your kid.
Yeah.
If
your kids are older, you might be able to do it, but I still don't suggest it because it's not like they're not going to let you back in the park.
Right.
Get in the park. Get a little break in.
Right.
You know, sometimes park food's not what you want to eat.
Right. Everybody can get overstimulated.
Yes.
You just need to.
That was the word I've been searching for. Overstimulation is huge in Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely a real thing where there's a lot of people, a lot of noise.
A lot of things happening. Parades, music, speakers, Dapper Dans. It's just loud. It's a lot.
The Dapper Dans. You damn Dapper Dans, making all this noise and making me overstimulated.
No, the Omnibus, it's magical.
It's magical.
But I think you need to stay. If you're planning on rope dropping.
Now, we used to do it though. That's the thing is we used to.
Mm-hmm.
Our pictures
can tell by the end of the day, we're like.
Ugh. Yeah, we look like zombies. Yeah. But also super excited for Zombies 4 and Descendants coming
out. By
the way,
I
know, but super excited. But we look like zombies and you're trying to get through the day. And then I feel like when that happens, you start getting aggravated. When you start clock watching, I call it 4 hours left. That's no way to.
Right. I got to make it. I got to do this.
Yes.
You just take the break.
Take the break.
But some people might not even go into rope drop. You might go in later and then you're fine.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm a rope dropper.
1,000%.
What we got accomplished when we rope dropped was unreal. And you can watch that episode. It's on our channel.
Right. But Hollywood Studios, though, when there's a lot of bangers there, you can't get as much done as you do. It's Magic Kingdom.
No, but if I'm rope dropping, I'm going Slinky Dog and I'm just buying rides because Ella doesn't really care about rides.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go on rides.
I would never rope drop rides.
No.
It's always down.
It's always down.
So
I would rope drop Slinky because Slinky is 2 hour waits all time. And I would just buy Rise.
Right.
Rise is $14. Okay. I'm not waiting. You know what I mean?
But that's getting away from what we're talking. But honestly, if rope dropped to park close, I don't advise it.
We won't go to Disney without a plan, as you could tell, as we're sitting here planning on what we would do.
Right.
There's another one. Always have a game plan.
Always have a game plan. The first time we went, we were naive. We don't need a plan.
Oh,
no.
My God. It was the worst vacation.
How old
were
we?
We were
21. Not 21.
We were just 25. About to get married. It was right before Ella.
25, 26.
I hate basing off. It was a week after we put Jovi down.
Mm-hmm.
So it was.
I think 26.
We were married.
26.
Yeah.
We got married.
No. I was 25. I was 25. It was right before you got pregnant with Ella.
Oh.
So.
Well, okay. We had no plan.
Yeah,
and
no plan.
Not that it was a bad trip. We just didn't.
It was a fun trip.
We didn't know any different, though, because that was my first time.
Yeah.
And everyone had advised us, get a plan, don't go there without a plan. And this is fast pass days.
Yeah, our cousin Steven was avid on you need a game plan. And I'm it's a theme park.
Right.
Never had a game plan for Six Flags.
Right.
It's not Six Flags.
This is a whole another monster.
Yeah.
We didn't have any. We had one dining.
Yeah, one dining, which was 1900 Park Fair.
We met the cat. Did we even do the character meet and greets?
We didn't. We didn't. I remember it's when
Elsa and
Frozen
Anna
first came out, and my niece Jaden stayed in line for 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
we were drinking in Mexico and stuff. Whatever, had the cranberry beer in Germany.
Yeah.
So we was it cranberry?
I think it's a cranberry.
I think so.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit beer. That was a grapefruit beer. Yeah, and we had fun, but. Again, it's if you go without a plan, especially when you're with kids and with your family, you're going to miss out on a lot of the magic because you have to plan. You have to have some kind of start point, midpoint, end point.
Right.
And if you have Genie Plus, it'll fill in for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you got to be strategic.
Yeah.
Why we say we rope drop is because you can go to a ride. But if you're staying at a Disney park, you can wait in line for Snow White. And even if it's 50 minutes, right? Do the math. You're there 30 minutes before other park guests.
Mm-hmm.
That's only a 20-minute wait
yeah.
for Snow White. That's how I think of it. Because technically the park is not open yet.
Right, right.
So a 20-minute wait, even if you wait for 50 minutes, you've only started your day 20 minutes late, mm-hmm. and you're on Snow White.
Right.
That's kind of why I think always have a game plan and why I think game planning and adding rope drop is important. What's your next plan?
Yeah. I think you need to plan a resort day.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
We were not resort people.
Here, this is what I'm saying. Like, we weren't resort people. We're like, oh, it's just a place to lay your head, which...
It is.
It is sometimes, but like moving up from staying from value
yes.
to moderate to deluxe, like now you want to stay there because all of the amenities. And I was yes. like, oh, no, I don't pay all this money to just go and sit at my resort. Well, yeah, I will.
Yeah. Like
now, I could make a vacation just out of probably staying at Riviera, Poly, yeah. Coronado, just going and eating.
Well, we said that at Coronado. We could have not went to the parks and been fine.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was so stupid saying that. Like,
it's different, though, when you're with kids. The kids aren't going to want to sit at the lounges. Like, you know what I mean?
No, you stay at Beach Club where it's like an outdoor water park.
Yeah.
They're good. Go in for an occasion. You go have your ice cream. You could literally make it a vacation.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know? We only have 3 park days. We're going for, what, 8 days? Right. We have 3 park days planned.
Right.
And then Elle and I have a Universal day.
Yeah. Our kids love rides.
Yes.
You know? So it is fun to take them into the parks.
Yeah.
You know? It is fun. And they love to swim. So it's fun to have the resort day.
The thing that I was going to get into, too, is like we're staying at the Poly, which is a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stay at the Poly and go to the parks 12 hours a day.
Right.
You stay at the Poly and you enjoy the Poly and then you go to the park.
Right. But that gets into my next one too. It kind of touches in.
Okay.
I won't over plan and not take breaks with a toddler.
Always got to take breaks.
You have to do it. And that's what I'm saying. Like at Poly, we're right on the monorail loop because monorail, Magic Kingdom is where we go a lot with our kids.
Yes. It's a kid park. We're Epcot people.
It's more Epcot based. But when we have the kids, it's Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom and I feel Hollywood.
Right.
And then when we're alone, we'll do the Epcot.
Right.
We're going to still do Epcot with the kids. It's tough to do Epcot with the kids. It's crowded. People are drinking. Like, I get very frustrated by like 7 o'clock at night at Epcot.
Yeah, like that's, but I love it. I don't know.
With the kids, not with us.
Right. And then
people bumping into the
stroller.
Flower
and Garden, the topiaries light up. I think it'll be.
Oh, we're going to do it. Right. It's just different.
You just have to really pack your patience.
Yeah. And the toddler needs a break, especially ours, who's me reincarnated. Little stubborn girl.
Yeah.
She needs a break.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, that's when the meltdowns happen.
Right.
But
you have to factor it in. You have to factor in that your kid's going to have a meltdown.
Yep.
You might have a meltdown.
Yes. It's stressful.
Everybody is exhausted at some point. Like, it's you're going to have a perfect vacation, but it's going to be, like, it's Disney.
And
don't go.
And the way I look at it, right, and this is weird, is, like, I don't get to see the kids that much. I do. I see them. I'm always present in their lives,
right?
But I work 10, 11 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
I come home. We eat dinner. They're in bed 2.5, 3 hours later.
Right.
You're giving parents who usually don't see their kids all the time, kids are in school, 8 days of 24 hours a day with their kids, with the meltdowns in the busiest place on earth. It gets stressful. Break, break, break.
Yeah.
Just take the break.
Yeah.
That hour is not going to kill your day. Mm-hmm. I promise you that hour is not going to kill your day, but it's going to help it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can take a 30-minute nap. You can go get something to eat. You can go in the pool for an hour. And then go back to the park and everyone's
But this is anywhere, though.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, we live in a resort town.
Yeah.
You do the beach all day hard, hot in the sun. They're exhausted by the night. You would have to go home, take a shower, relax.
Yep.
And then go out to dinner.
Yep.
Like, this is anywhere. Don't go to Disney thinking you can't go. You can go without a plan. Because that's not the vacation.
It's a planned vacation.
It's a planned vacation. Don't go there if you think you're going to relax.
No.
With kids.
It is like.
And yourself.
When we get back, we love Disney, but it's like you need a vacation.
Right. But we definitely do go hard on our content trips. We go hard.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I know going in August, maybe slip one in there before that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I just think it's a lot. And, like, I don't want to get heat exhaustion. We enjoy the resort.
Yeah, we enjoy the resort. So you guys should maybe take this into account. See what you think. And we'll be back right after a short break with more things we won't do at Disney World.
Okay, next. I will not wait for that bus. Or depend. I won't leave enough time. I have to leave enough time to get somewhere. Disney recommends. What do you think?
30 minutes.
Nope.
An hour.
An hour to get somewhere on that bus.
That's
because, fair. And I can say this, the last time, or was it the last time we were there?
Mm-mm.
Or maybe the time before that, at Christmas time. Oh my goodness. We waited how long for that bus?
To get to, we were going out to dinner that night.
45 minutes,
that
I
bus
think?
Took 45 minutes.
And I'm not even, we had to get to dinner. Yeah. And that was our fault.
So the next night we Ubered, actually.
Right.
I was like, I'll pay the $14. I don't care. I'll pay the $14.
But the thing is, we had factored in.
Yeah.
The time, because we're always early for everything.
Yeah,
so
we always try to get into dinner 30 minutes early.
We didn't miss our dinner. We made our dinner.
Yeah.
But we were prepared for
that. Yeah, you got to be prepared.
You can't go and be like, oh, I have a dinner reservation at 5:30. Let me go hop on the bus by 5:15.
There's no way.
No way.
There's no way.
The bus, at least.
What's crazy, too, is sometimes you think, like, where were on the last trip? Remember how long we were waiting to go back to Coronado?
Oh, yeah.
It was like, we just kept seeing All-Star, All-Star, All-Star,
yeah.
All-Star.
Yeah.
There was no Coronado bus in sight for like 45 minutes. We
right. And it's bus, just bus there.
Yeah, it's just bus.
Mm-hmm.
Ways you can avoid that, stay at the monorail loop or Skyliner Resort. But that's not going to help you with Magic Kingdom, the Skyliner. Right. But
you know what gets tricky sometimes when you book those dining reservations at resorts that aren't so easy to access?
Yeah.
Like, say you're going to Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
You have to, like, get the bus to go there.
Exactly.
Or sometimes you have to, like, what do? We'll get the Skyliner over to Epcot and then go over to Riviera.
Yep.
Sometimes it's like, and sometimes we just Uber. We're like, whatever.
Oh, yeah. We Ubered a lot last
trip. We just Ubered a lot to
Papalinos. I was like, let's just, I'm like budgeting $100 for Uber.
But because, it was just easier. You got there in 2 minutes, five minutes. Yes, it's magic and everything. But spring break, we're going. Well, we're on the monorail loop this time. But I think them lines are going to be nuts.
Those lines are going to be insane.
I mean,
but
it always
we are early risers, so we will beat everybody there. I can guarantee it. I can guarantee it that we'll be one of the first people. And when we rope drop, we'll be one of the first people at
the
rope.
It's crazy. Like, I was on, this is totally off. We were on the Disney cruise. I was like, I'm going to relax. Like, this is a relaxing
vacation. We did that totally wrong.
I was awake.
We did it totally
walking
wrong.
Walking through the ship when nobody was awake.
Nobody.
Only the workers were cleaning. I went down and got my coffee. I was like, can I come down here?
We did that.
But
we
I
did
loved
that
it.
Totally wrong.
I don't know.
We did that totally
wrong. I wanted to
wrong.
See the sunrise.
We need to stay up late and sleep in.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
we have a second chance at it.
Yeah.
We have a second chance coming up in April. Not this April.
Right. Not this April.
13 months.
April.
13 months away.
Yeah.
But we're excited for that. Right. And we're going to try to actually get on one. Side note, we're going to try to get on one just us for a content trip.
Right.
Do a little cruise vlog. And hopefully we can get that done like September,
birthday
November.
Weekend. I'm trying to get a trip.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
But what, like, listen, these days are long, okay? So factor in you have long days.
Factor
you're
in the bus.
You're going to take it in at least 22. Last trip, I did 26,000 steps in a day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, wear comfortable shoes.
Oh, yeah.
That's my next thing.
We try to look fashionable, fashionistas. Yeah.
I fell victim of buying the cute Minnie Mouse looking Adidas shoes.
We threw them in the trash.
We threw them in the trash. I had to go to first aid and get blisters. Yeah. Like, that was a rookie mistake.
You had to get blisters. You had blisters.
I had,
you had
whatever.
To get Band-Aids.
It was hot, remember?
Oh, my God.
I was like, Anthony, I'm bleeding.
That was terrible.
It was terrible. So now we've gotten the Brooks.
Yes.
We are on clouds or whatever they are.
Yeah, they're so comfortable.
We're so comfortable.
So comfortable. I mean, we were like that content day.
And we didn't even break them in. I got them.
Yeah, we did.
I mean,
we
break
did 15 hours.
Yeah.
Between we went to Epcot and we did Topolino's at night.
Yeah.
And we did not stop. We literally went back, showered. We took our shoes off for maybe 20 minutes.
Feels so good, though, to take your shoes off.
Yeah. Hey, on clouds, do you want to sponsor us? We'll take any
pair
of shoes.
We didn't even break them in, and then bad boys were.
Worked. I can't wait to wear them this time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, wear comfortable shoes. Got to be comfortable.
I mean,
wear comfortable clothes.
My watch goes off so much during that trip. I'm like, wow.
Here's a combination of one, and I don't know if it's on your list, but talking about it, we were ill-prepared last time. Bring a long sleeve shirt or a sweatshirt
poncho.
When you're going, and bring a poncho.
Right. That gets into my next one. Don't go by the weather app.
No.
Florida is Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know. It could thunderstorm 1 minute and then be sunny the next.
We it got there. It was supposed to be 70 and it was like 60 and rainy and cold.
Well, yeah. Christmas time.
We had to wear. No. Last time. Remember, I had to buy the Oswald shirt. The shirt, yeah.
Oh, that was the last day because we had 80 to.
Well, we had
80,
80, but then the next day was supposed to be like 72,
but it
and I'm
got
like,
chilly
okay.
At night. Well, it was like 70s.
But
the humidity
bring a sweatshirt,
hits
especially
different.
For children.
Yeah,
you know the kids are going to get cold.
Oh yeah,
the Kids are going to get cold, so bring a sweatshirt. I mean, that's a mistake we made when we didn't stay for the fireworks 1 year, is because Ella got too cold because we did not have a long sleeve shirt.
Bring your own poncho, though. Don't buy the $15.
Get a dollar store one. It's a plastic bag.
Yeah, but the weather app, don't go buy it. Like, you never know. It's Florida. Be prepared.
Yeah.
It could rain at any time of day. Those clouds move in, those clouds move out.
Yeah.
So be prepared that way.
Be prepared weather-wise. Mm-hmm. It's a very important one.
Yeah.
It's very
important.
And you
don't want soggy shoes. I can't stand soggy shoes, but what are you going to do? Bring two pairs of shoes.
Or bring different socks.
Yeah.
The shoes don't get soggy. They
can.
The socks get soggy. Mm-hmm. But what's your next one?
Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget chargers.
Lifesavers.
Like, these phones die.
So fast.
I mean, we're on them more than most people, but really...
No, you need them for Disney, Genie Plus. Right, you need them for reservations, so you need them.
Mm-hmm. So don't forget them.
No.
No. I always bring the fuel rods. They have the fuel rods around the park. I don't bring the fuel rods. I just bring the little block.
They are annoying, though. They are annoying because sometimes they don't, like, charge. You have to, like, hold it. Mm-hmm. If you put it in the bag, it's not charging because it comes loose.
Yeah.
But if you're going to Epcot, don't worry about it. Just bring a charger because... Mm-hmm. There's charger ports all over now.
Right.
There's so many chargers in Epcot now.
Right. But the phones just die so fast. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. The phones, you know, first your brightness is up because it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
So that kills the battery.
Right.
Then you're on your apps.
Mm-hmm.
That kills the battery. Then you're taking 150 pictures.
Yeah.
That kills the battery. You know? Mm-hmm. So back up batteries. Right. Always have a backup battery. Or a charger. That's not a battery. It's a charger, but
right.
I call it a battery because it plugs in. But always bring it. Always bring it. Always have it. If you don't, I think they have charging stations.
They have the fuel rods. They're like $30. You could take it in, out, and then I think you can replace them. I don't know.
$30 to charge a phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Wild. You get the rod. And then I think you can get them.
That's still expensive.
I don't know. But don't forget your charger.
Yeah, bring your charger. Bring your charger.
Don't forget sunscreen.
Oh, sunscreen is huge.
Like, you need the sunscreen.
Because, like, for us, like, Florida sun's different than Jersey sun. I don't really get fried that much in our sun. Honestly, right. I don't. My forehead does, and, like...
You really don't, though.
My shoulders, but nothing else, usually.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, I was there for one day, and I was burnt. And my forehead hurt when I couldn't even wear a hat that week.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like... That's in the vlog. You notice I don't wear a lot of hats that time,
right?
Because I got sunburned right here.
Right.
So when I like put the hat on, I'm like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
So sunscreen.
Bring the sunscreen.
And always wear sunscreen.
Always. Well, I wear it every day.
Yeah.
Even though it's freezing here, I wear it. SPF 30. But whatever. Do that. Also, my pet peeve: do not buy water. Bring your water bottle.
Little hint here: Dasani. Has like salt in it, and it makes you thirstier. It has sodium, so it makes you thirstier than you were before. It's all a game plan for you to buy more drinks.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you a free cup of water anywhere there's food.
Right. That's my thing. I start my days with water with an electrolyte every day. I start it because it's hydrating me for the whole day.
Yep,
and I definitely need that in the summer heat.
Yeah,
like that's definitely my huge. Planning hack.
Yes. Stay hydrated.
Drink the electrolytes.
Have some H2O. Have a, what is it called?
Don't buy the water.
Liquid IV.
Though.
Yeah. Don't buy the water because it's expensive and it's going to make you thirstier.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some more don't do's right after this short break and a word for Magical Alerts. Do you need help getting a Disney dining or experience reservation? If so, you need to set up a Magical Alert. Magical Alerts is a service that searches available dining and experience reservations 24/7 and automatically sends you a text once a reservation is available. They are super quick and you just click the link in the text to go to the Disney site and reserve your spot. Try them out today at magicalalerts.com. Use the promo code DS2024 when you sign up and you'll get one free alert added to your account.
Next, We will not skip Disney Springs.
No.
Like, you don't need a park ticket. It's free to get into. Such a vibe. You don't need a ticket. Get in for free. Mm-hmm. And it is a vibe. It has the best food.
Yes.
Out of all of the parks.
The music.
I'm big for that, though. Yeah, like, you listen to it in the car. That's the one thing I love most about Disney is their music they filter in.
I know.
At their parks.
I love that Epcot has Epcot. No. Every time we walked up to Epcot last time, which was a lot, she's like, I love that Epcot has
Epcot
music.
But I love
Epcot
in Disney
music.
Springs. Like, they just sit there and, like, vibe
Disney
out.
Disney Springs is great, right? And
Summer House.
Homecoming.
There's so many bangers. Boathouse.
Gideon's Cookies.
I mean, Wine Bar George, Hangar Bar. There's so
many. Polite Pig.
Yes.
Like, Disney Springs is the place to go to eat.
Please don't go there and go to Rainforest or T-Rex Cafe.
Hi. We did that.
We did that.
And now we're embarrassed.
Yeah. But I feel like that was before Chef Arts and all of that.
I don't think so. I just think we had no knowledge. I think it was before Chef Arts, but even like then, like we ate at Planet Hollywood and we split a burger because like it was just not.
Right. Like he would always try to eat at, what is that one? House of Blues?
House of Blues.
He always
wanted
to go there.
House
I was like,
Blues.
No, I'm good.
Their blue cheeseburger there was
Deluxe
slamming.
Burger, we haven't tried there. That's on my radar.
See, I don't mind House of Blues because it's musical. And like we went to, I've always liked Hard Rock Cafe.
People love Splitsville, the bowling alley.
They said that's like the most underrated food.
Yes.
Most underrated food. And I want to go bowling there one night. I think we might on vacation.
And it gets so pretty at night, like the twinkling palm trees.
Disney Springs is a vibe. So do not skip that. It's free. Nope.
And World of Disney.
And it has the best merch shop in the world.
Like,
so that's definitely one you don't want to skip.
And wait, that's another thing. If you see merch,
get it.
Don't think you're going to be able to get it somewhere else.
You're not going
to
get it online. If it's popular, it's gone.
Nope. But if you see it in Magic Kingdom, if you see it, get it.
Yeah.
If you go back and think you're getting it, it could be gone.
It will be gone.
Then you're going to fall victim to eBay.
Yes.
Trying to get it on eBay.
Oh, man. I wanted to buy her the peace sign hoodie, which she eventually moved on from, the crew neck.
Well, because I saw all these reviews.
$110 on eBay.
You know what I'm happy that I bought? The Disney 100
yes.
Windbreaker. Yep. I love it. I wear it all the time.
It's perfect. And you get complimented on it all the time.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. So what's your next won't do? Well, I got it. I got one.
Yeah. Oh, is it on my list?
Yeah. No. Don't miss your virtual queue.
Yeah.
Don't miss it because you have an hour leeway and sometimes they're cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you show up and they're busy, sometimes they won't let you on. There's usually a 15-minute window.
I think it all depends.
Where,
right?
Like, if you're 15 minutes late for your hour, they'll let you on. Shout out to All Ears for telling us that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you should be prompt with it.
Yeah.
And be prepared to wait. Even though you have a virtual queue, that does not mean you're walking onto the ride. Guardians is still going to be 30 to 45 minutes. Tron's still going to be an hour.
Yeah.
So pack your patient pants and know that, I booked a virtual queue. I'm going to get on.
Right.
When
Tiana's opens?
Yes.
Ooh, that's going to be an hour wait.
That's going to be 3 hour wait, probably. You know?
Because they're testing getting rid of Tron. They said the poll this week.
Yep.
Getting rid of the virtual queue because you know Tiana's is going to be.
But that's cool because I'll buy Tron for Lightning
Lane. Because I didn't
think
two virtual queues.
They won't do two.
Right.
They won't.
Don't miss it. You have an hour.
You have an hour window. Like, what I'm going to do is we're going to wake up at 7 o'clock. We're going to wake up before
that. You don't know what boarding group
you're
going to
be. And I'm going to get Guardians. So. And then we're going to go to Cape May Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go.
But see, that's what can throw a wrench in it.
Yep.
Like, you can have a dining reservation, but then you get a boarding group
while
you're at. So then you're going to miss it.
And you can't buy Guardians, I don't think, can you? Yeah, maybe you can. If you could buy Guardians, I'll just buy it.
I don't know. Can you, Lightning Lane?
I don't know.
Well,
if not, what we'll do is...
We have some research to do.
If not, we'll just walk.
Because
Guardians
is my favorite.
And then go to Cape May Cafe.
Yeah, it's right there.
Literally, I'll be late for breakfast. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm 20 minutes late for breakfast. I rode Guardians.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I know you got a couple more.
Yeah, the character meals. Don't plan too many.
No, don't plan too many.
We talked about that
2 weeks ago.
They just take up a lot of
expensive.
Time.
Expensive. It's going to be at least an hour and a half, 2 hours. Sometimes they rush you out, though. But then you don't feel like you got the experience. So you know, it's 50-50. You're either going to get rushed or it's going to take forever. And either way, you're not going to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
It is magical. You should do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do too many of them unless that's your trip. That's what you want to do.
So again, these are just like our
opinions. Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what works best when you have littles, even when you're like mid-age like us.
Am I middle-aged? Am I going to go through a midlife crisis?
Probably.
Should I put...
I think we did go through a midlife... And we got annual passes. That's
should I put
midlife.
Guy lights in? Should I start guy rocking lights? Guy lights in my hair?
No.
No?
You just shaved your head.
I know, but I can grow it out and get guy lights.
I got the...
We're doing midlife crisis stuff here.
Then this is my midlife crisis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's better than when you cut your hair by yourself before we went.
That's a nervous breakdown.
It's your Britney moment. Yeah, so this is just a matter of opinion, guys. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, everyone operates differently. Our friend Steve, part of our Patreon, you should join. He does not
rope drop.
He doesn't rope drop, and that's fine. He'd rather be at the park late, sleep in, and start the day a little bit later, and that's cool. For our kids are so hyper in the morning. Let's get the morning going.
Are they? They're letting us do a podcast right now.
Yeah, but they're. I hear them.
But like our next week, this poly vacation, I don't want to like rope drop.
No,
you know.
Well, we're gonna rope drop.
I mean, one
we
day.
Have no. We have 3 park days. We're definitely rope dropping to 3 park days because I want to get on Slinky.
Oh.
And I want to get.
We're gonna have to buy Lightning Lane.
We gotta go on Snow White.
I want to buy. I think I want to do Genie Plus and Lightning Lane for Hollywood Studios. I want to get on Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror. I've never been on it.
I know. I'll go. Screw it.
You're gonna go.
I guess.
Let's just do it.
I hate the. To that kind of drop. I'm good with like drops.
There's no motion sickness in it.
But the drop, I don't, my stomach, like I don't even like being on real elevators.
Oh, well then don't do it. Our 9-year-old said you will.
I'll do it for the people. I'll do it for the people. But
there's just things I want to do that I have never done there. I've never done the Indiana show. I don't know.
No, we haven't done any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. We haven't done any of that. We have never rode dinosaur. We've never ridden stuff at Animal Kingdom. Like
don't say that.
Well, I know dinosaurs going away too, so maybe we should
people mover.
We never rode the people mover,
and we're like, how embarrassing!
Well, it was down. We walked
every
up
every time we have attempted to it's on our down. Content.
Never test. Did Astro Orbiter.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
But I'm not doing that.
No,
it's a little high up for me.
Nope, I have no
for my liking.
No, thank you.
But we got to do Jungle Cruise last time, and that ride is now one of my favorites. Honestly,
cute. Yeah,
I loved it. I had a lot of fun. I think the kids will love it. So that's definitely a must do. But these are our don'ts.
Yeah.
Please, again, take it with a grain of salt. It's all opinion on our lifestyle.
Yeah.
If you like what you hear, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, share it with a friend. And we'll be back next week. I don't know what the episode's going to be about next week, but we want to thank you guys so much for the support because it's been an amazing run. And we're only 7 months in and it's only getting better and better.
Yeah.
The stage, the sets, the studio is going to get better and better. The vlogs are going to get better and better. And we're going to keep giving you guys amazing content. And I think we're going to start reworking the recipes next weekend. So we'll start.
Always before vacation.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe we'll wait
till
after
vacation.
Maybe
we'll just make a quick pog juice.
Yeah, we'll make a quick pog juice because that's
like
our favorite.
I spike it. I love doing that. That's like my tradition. The Sunday before vacation, I love to have a mimosa. Let's make it a pog mimosa.
I like to get ready for work for the 2 days before we go on vacation.
Oh, yeah, the kids have school. I got to drop the dog.
I'm open and close.
All that last minute stuff.
I'm open and close until vacation.
I'll
but
be a lot tanner
vacation.
By then.
And our dream vacation's 15 days away.
Can't wait.
Which
15?
Means more vlogs are coming, which means more content's coming. So make sure you watch the channel. And if you're a Patreon, you'll get exclusive pictures.
I'm super excited to go this time of year. We've never went this time of year.
Never went this time of year. Never went during spring break. We know it's going to be busy.
Yeah.
But when we get back, maybe the won't will be we won't go to Disney at spring break. But you'll find out in a couple weeks. Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you next week. Peace out.